Hello and welcome to Hustle Over Everything podcast. This is a podcast where you receive stories, tips, and tactics from entrepreneurs who have done it. I'm Alex.
And I'm Ono Sinde.
And today we're talking about six things to consider when you're hiring a social media marketer. Now, every business now needs a social media marketer. So we're going to get into six things you need to consider when hiring so you can hire the best marketer for your business. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Owen. Let's jump right into
Alex
it, bro.
Winner. Let's get into it, man.
Actually, before you get into that, let me establish my resume so you guys can understand.
Tell them what you're about, bro.
You know, so I've been in this game for 10 plus years.
10 plus.
And I've started off in social media marketing. I was working at boutiques, luxury boutiques, building a social media following up. And I work for the biggest news company in Canada, Post Media. And I was hiring social media marketers there, and I was part of the social team there. So now I can speak to hiring social media marketer at length.
This podcast is brought to you by Nyorai Cellars. If you didn't know, Nyorai Cellars is the only Black-owned wine company in Canada. Right now, I'm holding the rosé, the 2021 rosé bottle. This drink is amazing. I mean, it's perfect for those dishes such as seafood where you're cooking shrimp, you're having some pasta, whatever it is that you're having, grab a bottle of Nyorai Cellars, the rosé. If you're having a date night with your significant other, you know what to grab. Grab the Nyorai. Whatever it is, grab the Nyorai. I mean, you will not go wrong with this wine. It's perfect for everybody. If you've never drank wine, this is a great bottle for you. Or even if you're a wine expert, you're an aficionado and you drink everything. I mean, you cannot go in Nyorai. I'm telling you, this wine is really, really good. And even though I'm boosting it this hard, it's because I really love drinking it and I'm someone who loves to drink wine. So whatever it is, whatever the special occasion, check on Nyorai. They have Sauvignon Blancs, they have Rieslings. I'm holding the Rosé right now. They have a wide variety of different collections of different wines you can choose from. Make sure to check them out. The link is going to be in the description. Check them out. Order a crate for yourself, or you can send a gift to someone that you want to gift some wine to. You can't go wrong with that. So Nyorai Cellars, check them out. Link will be in the description. And now back to the show.
So,
man, you've been in the game for a long time.
Been in the game for a minute,
you're
man.
Seasoned, you're vet.
Been in this game for years.
The vet minimum. And what's the vet minimum for a marketer now?
Honestly, there is no minimum. You can
There's
come
no
in
vet
this,
minimum
you can
for
come
a
in
social
this,
media marketer.
Listen, if you get numbers, you're in the NBA.
If you get numbers,
that's what
the
game
is. It's a merit thing. It's not like thing. It's not like you have this much experience.
That's
you
got to
pay me this minimum now.
That's a fact.
It's results driven.
It's results driven.
That's crazy.
If you make it, if you can dunk, you can dunk.
What if you had a bad year?
Then you had a bad year, but you can always come back.
Well, that means you know experience. So I'm like, okay, I know I had a crappy 2 years, but these are my accolades.
There's principles that stay the same.
Okay.
You know, so once you learn the principles, you can leverage that to build up. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, let's get into it though. So number one is establishing the difference between a social media marketer and a social media manager. You know the difference?
Yeah, I think a manager is someone who you just provide the content. So for example, Hustle Over Everything, we bring on a manager. Mm-hmm. We have many clips that go out. We have the audio, we have the video, we have the YouTube. We have all these different distribution channels we have. They're just supposed to manage all that content and make sure it goes out at the right time with the right captions, with the right thumbnails, and et cetera. A marketer is how do we use the content to get net new audience? How do we get it to increase our business? What are some of the channels that we are not tapping into that could be beneficial to our business? So one is more of like a manager. One is more of a tactician for business growth.
Perfect. He summed it up perfectly. Yeah. I don't have much else to add on to that. He bodied it. So when you're doing that and when you have that in mind, you need to establish systems to follow that. You know, so what platform are you using? Are you using Hootsuite? Are you using Buffer? Are you using Repurpose.io? Shout out to our sponsor, Repurpose.io.
Shout out to Hanny.
Shout out to Hanny Mora. And the most team. Definitely. And what are you imposing on them to follow? So one of the things we're going to get into as well is tone. And I'm getting to that right now. So the next one is writing.
Writing.
One of the most underrated factors in hiring a social media marketer is writing. Mm-hmm. People sleep on writing because when you're writing, there's actually a tone that needs to be conveyed. Okay. Matter of fact, when we started off, there was something that we were doing like where I was writing a caption. And it would be like, all right, yo, tap into the podcast. Then you write a caption and be like, all right, listen to the podcast. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And there's like a difference of tone that happens sometimes. And when you're hiring a social media marketer, you need to have that
tone of the brand.
Exactly.
So bro, do you think I was more formal?
You were more formal for sure.
I think in all our writings, I was the more
formal. Yeah.
Right, even in everything, I think you were trying to establish an audience archetype, which I think I was doing, but I think there's certain elements that certain audiences have that you really need to speak to them.
Yeah.
So what made you realize that tapping in? What made that switch? Like as a marketer, like when you're choosing like the tone of something,
yeah,
what's the type of analysis you're doing?
I'm looking at the language of our target demo. Mm-hmm. So if I'm talking to somebody that's our age, I'm not going to say, tune in at 3 p.m. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to say, yo, tap in at 3. It's going to be good.
Okay.
You know, and that's like the natural language that you use. Mm-hmm. You know, even in radio today, right now, they're changing the systems and the copy just to have likes in it.
To have likes?
Yeah.
Okay.
So when somebody ends the phrase or the sentence, they'll be like, so yeah, that's what you should get. Mm. Because when you're talking naturally, you kind of end with a so yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's why. So yeah.
So yeah.
That's exactly it. So that's the exact strategy that marketers are using now, because we realize that's how speech has developed.
And you know what's crazy about that? When you listen to, let's say, a Hustle Over Everything pod.
Yeah.
And then you listen to an NPR pod. Mm-hmm. You ever notice all their podcasts are very matter of fact? Mm-hmm. There's no personality.
None.
Very dry. So it's like, so today we're going to be looking at what happened in Syria today. Mm-hmm. Dan. 2,000 people were there and da, da 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 da. And I'm like, where's your personality?
Are you human?
Are you human? You are you a robot? Are you AI? Who's doing this? Is this like a fake or a real person?
In so NPR.
NPR. And everyone, I think they do a training for this.
For sure.
I think that's their brand. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's interesting how you book the tonality of like Hustle Over Everything. And it's like, how do you know when to switch up the tone?
Mm.
Right? Because the audience evolves.
Mm-hmm. Audience does evolve.
So keeping the insights of the tone, what are some of the feedback that you can provide for that?
Mm-hmm. And the feedback I provide, well, in regards to the audience, you mm-hmm. know, is having it mapped out, you know, and creating a system for it. So when you're introducing yourself, you say this, and having posts in example formats so you can use that to educate them on how you're supposed to talk, you know? Yeah. So you can use a platform like Trainual. And that will like take screenshots, and you can actually record your screen and put up video, so you can have that system of, all right, it's in Trainual, go look at it, and then you can come back and start posting in the same sequential order mm-hmm. as the other ones. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's a big gem. So focus on writing, hire someone that can write well. Other thing too is that like it installs trust in them, because one thing as a social media marketer, when I was getting started, I didn't know the tone of some of the clients I was acquiring. So I was working at a boutique and Zendik, he's dropping names. See, it caught your ass. Well, yes, it was at a luxury boutique.
Yeah.
And I was still like getting acclimated into the tone of the brand. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to say, hey, we have a sale, so come in now. But then I write, while supplies last, right?
And a luxury brand, these guys don't care about while supplies last.
Exactly.
They have an abundance mindset. They know I can go into Saks Fifth Avenue or some next, what's that?
Nordstrom, Harry Rosen.
Harry Rosen, exactly.
So while supplies last was not the tone at all.
And like it cheapens the brand.
Exactly.
Cheapens the brand.
Exactly. Yes. So she came out, the manager came out cussing like, while supplies last. What? And like cussed me out, bro. And I was like, damn, that was a lesson.
Yeah.
From that day, I'm like, all right, I gotta get the tone
Let's
right.
Know who we are.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You have a limited selection.
Limited selection.
You know?
I like that.
You got
limited
me.
Selection.
You know?
So we're still looking pretty and looking good, but limited selection
exactly.
of the best of the best.
Exactly.
While supplies last, it's just like, yo, this is a commodity.
Just get it. Get it before it's gone. Yeah, get some patties. While supplies last.
While supplies
exactly,
last.
Exactly.
Get it while it's here.
Exactly.
Man.
Whereas we're having a curated sale on some of our hand picked selections from Italy. Exact same thing.
With a premium fabric.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So that was a big lesson. So moving on from writing is a similar format of that, which is video context. Because mm-hmm. the same way you have to have that while supplies last versus limited quantity, limited selection, is the same way. You need to have the curated eye when it comes to video. Mm-hmm. Because now social media is all video. Even Twitter now.
Listen, it's all video.
I used to go on Twitter on X and be like, all right, when I don't want to have any volume go live, when I'm like in a quiet place, I'll just go on Twitter because it's all words.
Exactly.
No one's going to have any video.
Just reading.
But now, if I'm in a meeting, I'm like, God, I'm on Twitter. I got to mute that because Twitter's all videos now.
It's all video, yeah.
And because they're trying to change the platform, right? Mm-hmm. Anyways, the video content that needs to be put out per platform needs to have a specific aesthetic, needs to have the same format as the written word in terms of keeping the same tonality and the visual concepts of it, right? Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen a brand switch up where you've like seen them like, yo, this content was fire, and then it kind of moved? What do you think about it? I have one actually that comes to mind.
That switched up. I think what they did, I think they switched up, but they switched up for, and it worked out well. For example, Wendy's. Wendy's was the typical fast food restaurant that kind of curated the same content as Burger King, McDonald's, very corporate-y, kind of telling you, okay, amazing photos of the food, everything that they're going on. But their social media team decided to take a different direction. Mm. They actually started interacting the way you and I would interact on Twitter. Mm. So they actually they started going after people. They started engaging with random tweets about certain things. Mm-hmm. And it became known as Wendy's is the savage Twitter account.
Yeah, yeah.
So now Wendy's marketing is just like insane. Mm-hmm. If you haven't really do a case study on this, check out what Wendy's does on Twitter. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't even think it's Wendy's. This is the Wendy's. You might think this is like some like local guy creating content for Wendy's.
Yeah.
It doesn't really project that corporate image that they have, but they do an amazing job of really connecting to the audience. And that's what Twitter is, essentially. You're supposed to be connecting with the way people are talking, the way they talk in real life, and doing that on the platform. Corporate-y tweets never work.
Mm, that's a fact. That's a fact. And managing that aspect of that in video content is the same thing. One brand that made a huge switch, which I'm not all the way on board with.
Which one?
Hugo Boss.
Oh, man. When they got that...
Cabby Lame?
Lame? Is it Lame or Lame?
I think it's Lame.
It's Lame?
No, I think it's Lame. I think it's Cabby Lame. Cabby Lame.
It's Lame, eh?
Yeah, it's Lame.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So that guy just rose to prominence by just doing that. Like, why do people... You know, till this day, bro, I don't find that funny.
I get it. It's Mr. Bean. It's the modern day Mr. Bean, you know?
It's the modern day Mr. Bean?
Yeah, he's modern day Mr. Bean. And what he does, which was genius, is that he doesn't say anything. So it's language agnostic, so it goes across countries.
It can touch all the kind of demographics.
Yeah.
But the thing is, collectively, why do we find that funny? Because you know the thing is, Al, before I say this, you know, it's like kind of in that meeting where your boss is laughing and then everybody laughs, but you don't find it funny, but you got to laugh just because... Because you know your ass is about to get fired or like you're not going to get the promotion. Mm. I found so many people trying to find this funny. I was trying to convince myself that he's hilarious. Mm. You ever find yourself in that thing? You're like, oh man, everybody likes this video. This thing has a million likes. But like, why a million people liking this thing? I don't find it hilarious. Till this day, I get it, but aren't people tired of that shtick?
I think, no, he's developed.
He's developed?
Yeah, he has more content now where he's like acting out certain skits.
He's actually talking.
I don't know about talking.
By the way, I'm not being talking. A hater to Cabby. Hey, man, big ups to you, but I just don't resonate.
Mm.
But I'm actually happy that you're succeeding and you're getting these deals.
All right. What do you want to say, Isaac?
Cabby slander, bro?
I'm not slandering, but...
You like Cabby?
Yo, you can you can provide feedback, but I'm very happy for his success. All right? I'm very happy.
All right.
Al, what was that face, bro?
Honestly, I was just taken back. I was like, all right, there you have it. There's the Cabby beat.
Cabby.
I didn't see that coming at all. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, oh, all right. He doesn't like Cabby. All right.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't see that one coming. All right. So after video context, let's get into the next point. Number four. So this is a recap midway through. Mm-hmm. We got number one, establishing between social media manager and social media marketer.
Yes.
Number two is writing. Mm-hmm. Having proper grammar. I didn't mention that actually. But being able to have the tonality and the same phrasing that you had in the past. So it's a consistency between the brand.
Yeah.
Next is the video content and being able to understand what's popping on TikTok, what's popping, what your actual aesthetic is, knowing the difference between good video and bad video for the brand. Okay. You know.
By the way, you never talked about Hugo.
I don't want to talk about Hugo.
Yeah, what's your
Yeah, because you just started hating on Cavi immediately. Yeah. I didn't really think my bar was
off. I've been sitting on that. I'm like, why you guys find this guy funny? You know,
I triggered it. Yeah.
Hey, bro, I've been like.
You've been holding that in.
It's like that one rap you have in your pocket. Yo, if you're total freestyle, I'm using this opportunity. This is my time.
I've been having that verse cooking for a minute.
Verse cooking, man.
So my thing with Hugo Boss is that they switched from being known as the suit brand, the luxury brand, to athleisure, you know? Bro, and that's kind of was like, there's been years cooking of like all this goodwill of like, I'm wearing a Hugo Boss suit. Like, bro, I used to walk in Yorkdale and I used to see the guys wearing Hugo Boss suits. And you'd be like, that's a Hugo Boss suit. Yeah. He works at Hugo Boss.
Yeah.
It used to be a whole thing, you know? Like, but now it's kind of like lost its luster.
I saw Klay Thompson on the promotional items for Hugo Boss. And I was just like, why? And like he has like a freaking hoodie.
Yeah.
And he's dribbling a basketball. Even Chris Paul.
Yeah.
See, and I was like, what are you guys doing? Like, you know, Hugo Boss is like this strong, elegant, corporate-y kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
But he still loves to play.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Good looking, posh, clean shaven.
Young professional. Mm-hmm.
Aspirational. And is the everyday guy you could possibly be if you just work hard enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
But Klay Thompson, Chris Paul, I can never be these guys.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, what's the point?
And to be fair, like Klay Thompson is like a bucket in style.
Yeah.
Like, no man is like, yo, I cannot wait to dress like Klay Thompson.
Or CP3.
Yeah. You now, CP3 got style now.
Okay,
CP3 can dress.
He has some style.
Yes, he has some pieces.
Yeah.
He has pieces. The eyes looking at me crazy. CP3 got pieces. For sure.
I saw him at the All-Star game when I was in Toronto. And, you know, I never told you this, but I actually got brought on as a seat filler.
Yes. I think you did tell me.
It was freezing that time in TO. Mm-hmm. So me and my boy Logan were at the back and, you know, all the players are coming out. So Carmelo, Lala and CP3, they're all walking. CP3 comes out wearing this big, like, not fedora, but you know those
driving caps?
Southern Gents sells them.
Yeah, it's a fedora.
It's a fedora, yeah. Look mad crispy with a leather jacket. I was like, damn. That was the first time I'm like, oh, this guy walks that thing with confidence. Maybe I can get one. Then I saw a lot of people starting wearing it. So what I'm saying? So he's a little bit of a trendsetter. There are a couple NBA guys who are very fashionable.
Yeah.
I think CP3 is up there.
CP3, he's not top five. Not I don't know if I'll give him top five.
I think Russ kind of like broke the mold.
Russ, the guy that looks like R. Kelly.
R. Kelly?
Yeah, it was a guy that looks like R. Kelly. He has braids.
Shea.
Y'all got it too though. So that means he does.
But bro, I was kind of like, I was trying to take a little pause for the cause there. I'm like, Shea looks like R. Kelly.
He definitely does, bro. Everything. He looks like R. Kelly.
He's a little too dark skinned. He looks too dark skinned to be R. Kelly.
R. Kelly's dark skinned.
No, R. Kelly's he's milky.
They're similar complexion with tall with braids and like. They look similar. They look like they could be brothers.
R. Kelly used to wear the headband.
He used to wear the headband, too.
I think it was R. Kelly.
For no reason.
No, that was R. Kelly, though.
Yeah, that's R. Kelly. Yeah. He used to wear the
No, you know who I meant? Nelly.
Oh.
Nelly.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Nelly headband. Like Nelly.
All right. We got it.
Take my clothes off.
All right. So let me cook.
I think the audience wants to hear my voice.
Well, they want to hear you say no. No, they do not.
Bro, they do not.
Listen, they want.
If you guys want to hear me sing, you gotta sign up our Patreon, man.
Yes.
Isaac will be the first Patreon guy because he loves Patreon for some reason.
Most definitely. Are you back on the Joe Budden Patreon? Okay.
Mm.
Okay, got you. All right. So next on the list is graphic design.
Graphic design.
Yes, yes, yes. This is a big one.
This is a make or break for a lot of people. You can't fake the funk.
Exactly. This is where this is where
you can either do this or you can't.
Exactly. This is where like the truth will set you free.
You know what they say? Canva saves lives, bro. So anybody can actually get in. Look at how Canva's really like commoditized graphic design.
You can still mess up on Canva, which is impressive.
That's embarrassing.
But yeah, I've definitely got back some Canvas and was like, y'all made this on Canva? Same Canva?
Same Canva, bro. That's and it's a just fact. Like it's like 1+1. Mm-hmm. But people still mess it up.
Yeah.
Anyone can mess up on Canva.
For sure.
You think it's just gonna fix it up for you as if it's like some Google Doc, like it's gonna show you the errors.
Mm-hmm.
Which it does.
Canva is so general now that if you use Canva like on a big project, you're like, this is probably made on Canva.
Yeah.
Like that's how
and I know all the Canva fonts now. I know League Spartan, I know Monstrat, I know
League Spartan.
League Spartan?
Yeah.
League One. Bro, there's so
many. They don't care about that. So No offense. I'm Joe Budding a little bit.
They don't care about
I'm Joe Budding a little bit. That's look at that. Yeah,
don't care about that.
Yeah. So I never listened to a lot. So my apologies. I'm not trying to
get the show going.
All right. So when I see graphic design though, the artistic touch, bro, I think that is super slept on. And when you're hiring a social media marketer, one of the best things to do is to have them do a test where you see how fast they can turn around a project. Because seeing how fast they turn around a project is key, so you know what their productivity level is. Mm-hmm. Versus if it takes days or weeks. You know, there was a girl that I was YouTubing on social media when I was doing research for this. Her name is Marley Jacks, and she created a good video on this. One thing she said that she did is give someone an assignment, and she got back from the person, this will take me 4 hours to do, so I feel like this is free labor, and I would need money for this. Mm-hmm. But the actual assignment took 15 minutes to do. So she's like, all right, the fact that you're saying this takes 4 hours, lets me know that you're already not a good candidate because it's going to take 15 minutes to do. So next,
yeah.
You know? But some people might even have a budget because there might be projects that take multiple days to do, but you need to have that test ground to know if they're worth working with. So maybe even allocating a small budget just for hires that make it to that round could be a smart thing to do so you can test if the person can get the job done or not while paying them so you're not getting free labor and they could, you know, make a stink on social media about it. So let's keep it moving though. Graphic design is the fourth thing you should talk about. Number fifth is the growth mindset. Now, this is a big sleeper because when you talk to people on LinkedIn, when you're hiring a social media marketer, you've made it to the point where you have a good batch of people and you're now asking them, all right, have you taken a look at our social media? What do you think? What would you do differently to grow? A lot of people will just start rambling of different tactics that they can use to grow. They'll start saying, you should post more stories, you should post more videos, you should post more X, you should post more this. And consistency on social media does help, for sure. But not having a growth focus of how it's going to grow the account is very key. As an example of that, instead of saying just posting, you're saying, all right, we're gonna post save-worthy content for X demographic. And once they hit save, or like, we'll reach out to each person to then become a client for the business, and that will grow the business.
Bro, people can know if you saved their thing.
Yeah, for sure.
They actually see the name.
No, they don't see the name, but you can see if you saved it and liked it. So you can see if the saves are high and the likes are high, then you can reach out to people who've liked it and start getting conversions through that, through naturally DMing that. Or another alternative is, all right, we're going to grow the audience organically by doing trends, and then we'll do a poll of who is liking this or not liking this, or wants my service and doesn't want my service. And if they say yes to that poll, I'm going to DM them and they'll become clients. Mm-hmm. You know, actual metric driven growth that you can measure and manage is a big factor in social media growth for the social media marketer, not the manager. You know, that's a big element. Other people will say, yeah, I'm just going to keep posting and I'm just going to keep creating content, get more visibility, get more eyes on it. But in terms of driving those people to an action mm-hmm. is the main thing that needs to be measured or managed. So a question that a good interview would ask is, what is the key metric that needs to be monitored in order to drive business? Mm-hmm. You know, because all social media platforms are still not making money because they're not considering the offer that's being put out on a consistent basis. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that you need to focus on, you know? So if you, even if you're someone listening that is just easing in on, all right, here's some questions I can get for myself for when I go into a job interview, that's something that will make you stand apart. Mm-hmm. You know, how am I going after the optimization, the revenue generating activity?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and I think the reason why some people might just go post more stories, post more tweets, etc., quantity mm-hmm. without really explaining a strategy, is I think the social media field in itself, the barrier of entry is extremely low. Mm-hmm. So to be an expert, to be someone who's actually knowledgeable about what they're doing, it's hard to like cipher that out because it's such a, for example, tomorrow I can say I'm a social media marketer mm-hmm. because, you know, got the podcast, we're doing Uplift Studios. I have the pedigree to say I'm a social media marketer, but I don't know these things, to be honest with you. Like, I know of them, but have I put them into practice? No, I'm a creator. I create the content, but you as the marketer, you're supposed to come and tell me, hey, Owen, I think when you do this, I'm noticing X, Y, and Z happen as a result of these actions that you're doing within the content. So that's the best way to tell between an amateur and an actual pro who's seasoned in the business, when they can actually give you statistics to back it up. Mm-hmm. I think people who have the gift of gab to tell you certain things versus the actual people who actually know what they're talking about, completely different things. Mm-hmm. You also find interesting, the people who are really good at social media marketers, they themselves, they're not really active on social media. They have like 200 followers, yep. following 600 people.
Yep.
So when you go to hire them, they're like, what's up with your account? Like, don't you practice what you preach? Mm-hmm. But some people don't really want to do that stuff for their own accounts. They might be knowledgeable. So I think that's one thing to bring up. When you're hiring someone, just because they don't have a big account for themselves doesn't mean they suck as a thing, which optically you'll think these guys practice what they preach, but people don't want to take their work home. Mm-hmm. They might be experts, but they just leave it at that. I'm going to keep my kids, my dogs on my social, and hey, leave me alone. But I'll help you get to 100K followers.
Yep.
So that's another big gem to also drop in when you're looking to hire.
That's a fact. Some people will have a coffee shop and not have no coffee at home.
Yeah, exactly. You
know, that's a big,
they
that's
sell,
a big
they point. They sell the goods, but they don't, let's say, don't get high on your own supply. Exactly.
Yeah. That's a great point, bro.
Yeah.
Lastly, I think the other point I want to mention is knowing what metrics they're optimizing for.
Yeah.
So if they're saying, I also want to grow the account to get followers versus I want to get sales, having that intentionality when it comes to how they're talking to you in the interview is a big element as well, you know? Mm-hmm. So let's move on to the next point. And this is actually a side point, is where to find
social good media marketers.
Yeah. Because a lot of people will say, all right, I'm going to go straight to LinkedIn. And here's the thing about it. Being a social media marketer is sexy, very sexy. I can work remote, I can work anywhere and just
and do you're social on social media, every day.
Exactly.
You're viewing people, you're just looking up posts.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It sounds like a very easy job.
Very easy job, it sounds like it.
But it could be tedious.
Mm-hmm. It can be very tedious. So what happens is now the demand has grown significantly. So if you're to make a job post on LinkedIn, you get hundreds of applications because people are just going crazy in it. Mm-hmm. But you don't know how qualified they are after going through resume after resume after resume. So a solution to that is Marketer Hire. Marketer Hire actually vets social media marketers and other marketers for you so you can have top quality marketers for your business. It's actually quality, I highly suggest it. There's a link down below for you to check it out yourself.
Yeah.
And the thing is too is that they get like top marketers from like Netflix, Amazon, and Hulu, like all the good companies that like actually legit, have proven. Legit,
they're the cream of the crop.
Exactly.
Cream of the talent.
I was on it, actually.
Yeah, what was your experience like as a marketer?
It was good. You know, the companies that were on it were like, they weren't playing.
Yeah.
They weren't playing.
They're actually serious.
Serious companies. And getting hired on it was like a good process. Yeah, it was good. It was good. And then the vetting process was serious. I was grilled, like heavily grilled, bro. So highly suggest marketer hire because you know they're going to get quality. Like the way they grill you, they, you have to be a marketer to grill at that level. You know, like they were looking at my UTM codes. They were looking at like how I create like nitty gritty things to see if I'm quality or not. And I was like, oof, all right, good thing I do it. Yeah. Or else they would have been like,
you've been gone.
Kicked to the curb.
Yeah.
You know? So
it's good there are platforms that exist because I think the entrepreneur, the people who are starting, they've built a great business, they want to take it to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have time to sift through so many resumes because as soon as you put social media marketer, you're getting a flood of applicants.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And to like look at their experience and everything, they it's all tedious. Look the same.
Yeah.
They all look the same. Like I can't tell you all apart. I can just block your names. You all went to the same universities. You did marketing. You did social media marketing at this place. You did social media. You all have stats, but how do you tell who is who?
Yeah. And the thing that's tough too is lying on the resume.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes it's hard to actually see if they did what they said they did.
Inflating.
They could inflate it. You know, you don't know what, at what point they joined the company. So let's say I said, yo, I'm a social media marketer at Netflix. Well, at what point? Was it Netflix when it was growing, or was it Netflix now where you're just managing the posts that kind of fed into you, you know?
And then you're also eating off other people's stats.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a group project. Like you showed up to the team last, but you're part of the group.
Mm-hmm.
So that we had a 200% growth in users from this marketing strategy, but you were just on the squad.
Yeah.
So how do I know you contributed to that?
Exactly.
So you're, now I got to do my homework. At what point?
Yeah.
Like, was it like a hot season, like where Squid Game came out
mm-hmm.
and you were part of the marketing team and the users joined? Come on, man.
Exactly.
A lot of people, the social media marketing is a way to fake the funk, bro.
Sometimes.
It's like sales because sometimes. I can say I hit quota 110%. You know, that's how people get sales jobs.
Yeah.
But to really quantify that, it's a challenge because I'm just going off your word. Unless you do your homework and everything. Social media marketing and sales are very synonymous.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, completely agree. So using platforms like a marketer hire is a good one so you can like get vetted marketers and not just somebody that's like playing Jane off the street.
Mm-hmm.
So moving on to the next one is adaptability. That's a big one.
Talk to me, bro.
You know what I'm talking about when I say adaptability?
I want to hear what you got to say.
So adaptability is being able to move with the times. Like the way social media changes, it's like being on sand instead of concrete. So you need to be able to consistently move with the times and adapt for the trends that's arising in the social media landscape. One of the big ones is, of course, moving with TikTok and how Reels have changed the game across Instagram, YouTube, Pinterest, Twitter, or X now. Yeah, that's a huge challenge for a lot of people, you know. How do I get the context of each individual platform and post to garner audience on each one, right? So I highly suggest seeing how they deal with that question when you interview that marketer. You know, how do you adjust for TikTok versus Instagram? How do you adjust for Instagram versus YouTube? What nuances are you seeing and how would you apply those nuances to the business,
mm-hmm.
you know? Really big gems. For example, on YouTube, YouTube is the only platform where you can link the TikTok or the short to the full video. So that person needs to know that nuance in order to grow the YouTube audience, right? So that's like a main point.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
And like, sorry to cut you off before you speak, adaptability in terms of new opportunities. So for example, Clubhouse, when Clubhouse was a thing, like knowing that, all right, we should go hop on Clubhouse and do a room every now and then because it'll help you garner more audience, you know, things of that nature.
Mm.
Yeah.
So when you're looking to hire a social media marketer,
yeah,
social media manager, I think anybody can do it.
Yeah.
You can use Hootsuite, Buffer.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Right? Get them out of school. Marketer, this is where you need to have your expertise hat on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are you made of? Are you going to give me a triple double or are you going to give me a triple single?
Mm-hmm.
Right? what is like the base salary? If you're an entrepreneur right now, you have a great business going. How much, what's the ballpark of like a, of a offer for an experienced vetted social media marketer from your expertise?
From my understanding, I'd say 90.
90K.
90K, I think is starting. Like a, or a good ballpark for it to start as a marketer. You know, that's growth focused. You know, like now they're calling them growth hackers or things of that nature because they're not even in the everyday world of marketing a lot of the times for brands. But I think 90K is a good minimum for a social media marketer. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What justifies paying a social media marketer six figures?
Because of the exponential growth that marketer could bring to the team. You know, usually I think there's like a 4X on every employee, whereas marketers, because they're public facing, can cure up enough buzz to reward more than a 4X return on investment for the employee. Mm-hmm. That's where I see that. You know, so it's just being numbers focused. Mm-hmm. You know, if someone that is, you know, a data engineer, they're going to be 10X because they're building the actual product, right? So they deserve that high, you know, salary. Whereas a growth marketer too, he's figuring out how to, you know, maybe even instill new elements to the product so it can grow faster too. Because like with the Dropbox, for instance, they growth hacked in the product how to grow. Like remember we used to share the links and you naturally start growing organically. Yeah. So there's different things like that that the growth marketers do on top of social media marketing. So it's like a balance.
Yeah, there's a term for it. It's called the viral coefficient. You're measuring that.
Yeah.
So for how many users you sign up, how many more users are they bringing? Mm-hmm. That's how you know you have virality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you believe that if I'm a strong influencer with a very healthy account, I got a good engagement of, let's say, what's a great engagement? Like 6%?
A great engagement is 10%.
10%? All right, 10% engagement. Built my TikTok account to six figures.
Yeah.
I mean, six figures. Same thing with Instagram. Do you think they can translate into social media marketer careers?
Yeah.
Because they've shown they have the ability to take an account and adapt to the times. Do you think they can apply that knowledge to brands? Or do you think some people who just have a personality for talking about makeup and they've been able to grow that, when they try to be a social media marketer, it's going to be a challenge for them?
Depends. Depends on how internal their growth is. Like, for example, there's some comedians that are just naturally so funny that they know how to put that on every time they turn on the camera, and that's going to naturally go because they're just so funny. Whereas there's other comedians that know that I need to make this 2 minutes long, because like I feel like an Andrew Schultz would be an amazing marketer. Mm-hmm. Because Andrew Schultz cracked the code in terms of figuring out that people will give you 2 minutes of time on YouTube. So I need to make my clips 2 minutes, and that'll lead to the long form video. The long form video will blow up and I'll get subscribers, and then that'll put them back to the podcast and that'll blow me up. Mm-hmm. That's a marketer, you know, versus some comedians who would just put on their camera, talk to their phone, post, go, you know, and then just spur the moment. Or just
natural talent,
you know. Yeah. So it depends on how much of internal talent versus their actual wit of plugging into the social zeitgeist and, you know, leveraging that to grow.
Got it.
Yeah, okay. For sure. Yeah, man. But that concludes the list, man. I think that those are some excellent tips. Personally, that's a lot of it.
It's not being biased,
you know. And I think that could, you know, give you guys a good footing when it comes to hiring a social media marketer. What did you think about that? Did you learn anything? Please comment down below. You know, tip your barber, hit subscribe. It's very important. And if you gain something, we continuously talk about entrepreneurship and building a business. So it might make sense for you to stick around and hit subscribe. So please do, because we're trying to grow our audience. We're almost at 1,000 subs, and it will make a big difference. What do you think, yo? What else is on your mind before you get out of here?
No, I think you said everything perfectly.
Yeah.
I think we defined great ways on how you can be a great, you give everything to look for in a social media marketer.
Mm-hmm.
And also if you're aspiring to be a social media marketer, there's certain things that they should be following.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a great career path. I think the more we go on, the years go by, I think it's actually becoming more of a defined career. Mm-hmm. Because maybe in 2012, oh yeah, I'm a social media marketer. It was like a joke of a career because, like, what do you mean? You're just playing around with Instagram? Mm-hmm. But now these companies have metrics, dashboards, analytics, tools to really grow. So you got to do your homework if you're going to be a social media marketer. The days of just playing around with Instagram, checking out posts, those days are long gone. Now you actually need to study the platforms every day because they're changing by the minute. And if you're not really changing with the platforms, you're going to get left behind. And there's going to be some next guy who's going to be more of an expert because they know what's happening right now and they can see what's going to be happening in the following couple of days. And they're going to create content for the next couple of months. So when it pops off, they look like a genius, but it's because they studied the trends and what's going to be popping and they're capitalizing on it.
That's a fact. Yeah. Beautifully said, bro. That being said, that's what you can't control. So control your grind and control your life. I'm Alex.
And I'm Wono Sinde.
Let's show y'all. Peace.
Peace out.